We'll close those doors if we can, and we'll just continue for a little bit. We'll just do a couple more readings here. Okay, any CDs or anything like that that can be all arranged. Let me see what's here. Okay, so. There's Bob Cummings gives out some CDs, and he'll email them to you. He's also on Dropbox, so you can get those. And I think you have CDs there too, DVDs. I think that's going to be from Youngstown. Is that right? Nobody's there. Okay, so we're going to be on page 60. Okay. Oops. Why don't we do? Why don't we do page 72, volume 36 there. 36, 35, 36 is like the summary of what all the divine will is about in Jesus. He gave those books to Father Bucci, volume 35 and 36. I mean, that says an awful lot. The summary of what the divine will was entrusted to Father Bucci. So I just think it's astonishing that Heaven would give the last two volumes of the Book of Heaven to Father Bucci through Aunt Rosaria, because that was Luisa's wish, and Aunt Rosaria gave it to Father Bucci. So he's a very special priest. He's very, very important for promoting the divine will, like he says, he wants to get this out. He basically gives this stuff away. So that's what's really great about him. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So we're on page we're on page 72, volume 36, 5638. My blessed daughter, basically this is Luisa. The Luisa, the one who lives in my divine will, has always been inseparable from her God, from her Creator. So here you have to understand that what God is saying to us, if we link ourselves to Luisa, we will always have been inseparable from God as well. This we have to understand. This is so spectacular. What he gave to Luisa, he wants to give to us. Luisa was with us from all eternity. Our divinity brought Luisa to our laps of love and court and enjoyed Luisa. And since then, we, triune God, have felt Luisa's love palpitating in us, calling for the work of our creative hands to make of Luisa one of our best images. Now, it's the same thing for us. God wants to perfect us. He wants to make us really perfect. And there is no reason why we can't. He wants to work on our human inadequacies. He wants to work on bringing us to total perfection, so that when we get into the kingdom, the person next to you, if you look at the person next to you, that person will be perfect. And the person is looking at you will see perfection. I mean, that's what God has planned. Basically, it says, and then we with Luisa, we felt our love palpitating in us through Luisa, calling for the works of our creative hand to make us, linked to Luisa, one of our best images. So as Saint Louis de Montfort said, that in the final days there will be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world, and it's nothing that they have done. but what God has done for them. Oh, how much we, Triune God, delighted in finding in our holy divine will someone whom we could express our creativity. You see how God wants to do more for us. This is what the transmutation is all about. He wants to transmute us into himself. And then he says, and this is why it's underlined, you must know this. This is very important for the divine will. Since these souls linked to Louisa that live and will live in our divine fiat are inseparable from us, Triune God. And they were coming down with me when I, Jesus, the eternal Word, came down from heaven to earth in the excess of my love. So Jesus shows us that we were with him when he was conceived. You can't see this from a human perspective. It looks like mere nonsense. But when we hear what Jesus is saying, we were with him when he was conceived in the womb of Mary. They were guided by the heavenly queen. They formed my people. They formed my royal army. They formed my living royal palace in which I, Jesus, was true king of these children of my most holy divine will. And that's why Louisa says that he wants us to be the first children living in the divine will. Now, a lot of people say, well, I wasn't alive when Louisa was alive. How can I be the first? It's an era. We are the first children living in the divine will. After us, everyone will be living in the divine will. The devil will be gone. There will be people born into the kingdom. So we are the first generation of the children of light. And Jesus is asking us to understand that the words that he gave to Louisa, if we are linked to Louisa, are our words as well. But we can never separate ourselves from Louisa. I know there are some people who say, well, we don't want to talk about Louisa. We want to talk about the divine will. Well, how can you talk about the divine will without Louisa? It is her gift. It's like saying, I want to be a Franciscan, but I'm not going to talk about Francis. I'm going to be a Dominican, but I'm not going to talk about Dominic. It doesn't work. If you want to be a Franciscan, you follow Francis. You dress like Francis. You pray his prayers. You follow his rules. If you want the divine will, you have to go to Louisa. You have to become a little newborn with Louisa. You have to be so little that Louisa can hold you in her arms. And Louisa is so little that she is held in the arms of the Blessed Mother. And the Blessed Mother is so little that she's held in the arms of Jesus at the throne of God with the Father and the Holy Spirit. See, what our God is asking of us is to really become nothing. And in our nothingness, then God can dwell. So this littleness is what the Lord is looking for. Hiddenness, littleness, to find time to be alone with God in silence. You know, to turn off the television, turn off the radio, and to turn off the computer, to be alone with God. And then dive into these words of the Book of Heaven. Each word is filled with a divine life. And as we enter into these words, God fills us. And like I said, you can love God more than anybody because of your uniqueness. You will see God more clearly than anybody because of what God has given to you. That's not that we're important. We are so unique that God needs to give all of himself to us as if we were the only people alive. So that's why when you read this, when you read the divine will, enter into it. It's very, very important. Jesus says, I have never have come down from heaven without the court of my people. I would never have come down from heaven without a reign in which I, God, could dominate with my divine laws of love. See, we're going to enter into love. That's what heaven is. We're going to enter into this love where we have to begin to hear love, see love, smell love, taste love, touch love. Why do we have our senses? Not for the human, but for the divine. Jesus gave us these senses so that we can begin to experience the divine. So, as you enter into this, go deeper and deeper and deeper. Jesus says, go into the other apartments that he has. You know, make your rounds of the apartments, Jesus tells us. You know, enter into this life. Open a door that nobody has ever opened, because that's for you. See, God has formed palaces for us, kingdoms for us. He's given us, he wants us to wear royal garments. And again, all that he asks of us is that we just give our fiat. We say, fiat, Lord. And he says, get out of my way. Watch what I'm going to do. That's what Our Lady did. Our Lady said, fiat mihi. And then God did 100% of the work. And it's the same thing for us. If we link ourselves to Louisa, watch what God's going to do. So he says, all the sensories are just like a point for us, triune God, that should be a capital U, in which everything is ours in action. Therefore, when I, God, came down from heaven as dominator and as king of my children, I, God, felt courted and loved. And only as we, God, can do, and my divine love was such that my children were all conceived together with me. See how much he loves us? We will recognize that we were with God from the beginning. We will recognize that we were with God when he was conceived in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's not just when you were born. He says very clearly, centuries are at one point. God is in charge of time. He's in charge of eternity. And that's where we belong. He's going to lead us back into eternity. So when we look at our lives, we're still trapped in time. We're trapped in space. But as our Lord keeps on saying, time is going to come to an end. I'll be with you to the end of time, and that's not a billion years from now. The end of time is soon. Why? Because when the divine will reigns, we have to enter into eternity. That's where the divine will is. To begin to live a life that Adam possessed. To begin to live a life that Jesus and Mary lived. And so what's coming is so amazing. Like little children, we will be laughing all the time. We'll be enjoying life all the time. We won't be, as they say, grumps or grown-ups. You know, we will be entering into this life, you know, with peace, joy, and happiness. Jesus just says, I, God, just could not be without my children. He can't live without us. He says that in volume 12. He says, I cannot live without Louisa. How, if God says that, what do we say? If Jesus says, I cannot live without Louisa, I cannot live without the children linked to Louisa, what does that say? That means we have a relationship that is unique in all the world. It's we are of the family of Louisa. And like I said about Noah, one family went through the flood and was saved. One family is going to get through the fire and be saved. See, the fire is ecstasy. For those that love God, it's the Sacred Heart of Jesus, it's the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the love of Jesus and Mary coming upon the earth, the new Adam and the new Eve, this fire from heaven, the power of the Holy Spirit is going to come upon us. And it will be ecstasy for some. It will be wailing and grinding of teeth for most. So it's up to us. You know, how do you want to greet this fire that's coming? Well, consecrate yourself to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Consecrate yourself to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Give your children, your family, your job, everything to Jesus and Mary. Let them rule. Let them be queen, king and queen of your lives. Let them be the new Adam and the new Eve of your lives. Be peaceful, full of peace. Be joyful, full of joy. You know, be happy. Jesus said that to Louisa. He said, those that are worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative are anticipating hell. Those that are peaceful, joyful, and happy are anticipating heaven. So when we really nail all our sins to the cross, we nail with all our sins, all our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity. With our sin. We're free of it. And the consequences of being nailed to the cross, our sinful life being nailed to the cross, is peace, joy, and happiness. And we have to begin to live that. Don't let television bring you down. I know people, you know, watch television and they get oppressed. They read the newspapers and they get oppressed. Do you know what's happening now? Did you hear what the government's doing now? Obama just said we can keep, if we love our Ebola doctors, we can keep them. That's a joke. My spiritual director always would say that. We look at him and he goes, joke. I go, okay, so funny. Okay. But no, this one man, he was always having trouble every morning. He would just be, like us. And finally, one day, he gave up newspapers and he was a happy man again. Because the newspapers are full of misery. They're not good news. We have to go to the good news, the sacred scriptures. And now with this book of heaven, as you read the sacred scriptures, as you read the book of heaven, everything comes alive. Jesus begins to explain why he did things in the Holy Scriptures. Remember the young boy coming out, the dead son of a widowed mother. Jesus says, that boy represents the human will. It's dead. And he says, I want to restore life, abundant life. So he says, when I raised that boy up, it was just to get everybody ready for this resurrection that's going to take place. This life, abundant life that we're supposed to be living. As a matter of fact, when we get to heaven and we look at this body, we're going to say this is living dead compared to the abundant life that God is going to give us. God is going to fill us in his image and likeness. We receive the image through baptism, the likeness through the gift of the divine will. Who is this Louisa Bicaretta? This is our job, is to discover who she is so that we can be one with her. Jesus says, so they grew with me in the womb of my celestial mother, and they were born together with me. They cried with me. They did everything I did. They walked, they worked, they prayed, they suffered together with me. And I can say that they were even with me, even on the cross, to die and to rise again to new life for human generations, for the coming human generations. See, it's what God has planned is so beautiful. It's so perfect. It's so magnificent that when we get to heaven, God's going to show us what suffering was. And the first thing we're going to say to God is, I want to go back to earth to suffer. How beautiful this is. What it's doing. Well, how it's redemptive. How spectacular this is. And God's going to say at that time, I've given you the opportunity. You already had the opportunity. So what do we do with suffering? It's to link ourselves with Jesus and Mary through Louisa. Remember, Jesus suffered the most. Mary suffered more than any soul next to Jesus. And Louisa suffered more than any soul next to Mary. So as we link ourselves to Jesus and Mary through Louisa, our suffering becomes redemptive. Our suffering helps our families, helps people who cannot get to heaven will be able to get to heaven. And again, once we get there, we will spend eternity looking at people, thanking people who brought us there, and people will be thanking us who we brought there. So you can't get to heaven alone. You bring everybody with you. And this is why this gift of the divine will is so spectacular. God wants to bring us this gift so that we can bring everyone into heaven. That's his prayer. He doesn't want to lose one soul. He wants everyone in heaven. So our job is to pray that as well. We want God's will to be accomplished. We want not only to do the will of God as the saints, but now to live in the will of God and to do what God does. To be in God's image and likeness is to do what God does. That's why Jesus said, "You do far greater things than I." Well, how can we do far greater things than God? It's because God is going to be reigning in us, and he's going to be doing it. See, if anybody says that they're doing divine acts, Father Bucci says they're fooling themselves. Nobody does. We're humans. We can't do divine acts. But if Jesus is reigning in us, he is doing those acts. He's alive in us. We're getting out of the way so that he can be Lord of our life. And then if anybody is in need, we let Jesus touch them. Like I said, when the divine will reigns, any hospitals that are open, when a soul walks through in the divine will, the people will be healed instantaneously. Why? Because Jesus is walking by. And it's he is the one that's doing this. He is the one that's accomplishing this. And all he's asking of us is, let me reign. Let me be Lord. Let me be King. And watch what I will give you. So Jesus says, therefore, the kingdom of our divine will is already established. We know its numbers. We know them all by name. Now, one of the things that God is going to do is he's going to give us a new name when we get to heaven. And he tells Louisa what that new name is. So I'm going to tell you what your new name is when you get to heaven. When you get to heaven, God's going to point. He's going to point at you and he's going to say to the angels and the saints, look, there is my fiat. Look, there is my fiat. Look, there is my fiat. When we give our fiat to God in the divine will, we become like him. This is what why the divine will is so important. Our life is to be God's fiat. There is my fiat. I mean, can you imagine? What does that mean? What does that say God is going to do to us when he points to us and says, there is my fiat? That means we have died to everything. We've died to ego and our will. We've died to everything that is human so that we can live in the divine. All the misery, all the worry, all the fear, all the anxiety, all the complaints, all the negativity, all the sin is gone. And we reflect who Jesus is, become a divine mirror of Jesus. See, he has great, great plans for us. All we're going to do for all eternity, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, is to be in the beatific vision and say, ah, for all eternity. It's the awe of God. Everything is going to be spectacular. Everything's going to be beautiful. Everything's going to be peaceful. Everything's going to be joyful. And at each instant, it gets greater. It's not, oh, that's a really nice picture. It's like, oh, that's a nice picture. Wow, that is really a nice picture. That is really great. Oh, my goodness, that is spectacular. Each second, it gets more and more beautiful. We have no understanding of how heaven is not static. Nothing in heaven is dead. Nothing in heaven is inanimate. Everything is living. Even as a matter of fact, when God gives us a gift, it is always an angelic gift that he gives. It's living. So if you have the gift of music, you have an angel that can sing. If you have a gift of math, it's because God has given you an angel that is mathematical. We are nothing. And so anything that God has given us, it's a living gift that he gives us. Nothing is dead. So if you're whatever you are good at, talk to your angel and you'll become better, because the angel will be able to lead you, guide you, direct you. My mother plays the guitar, my father plays the piano, my brother plays, you know, everything. My other brother plays the trumpet, my sister plays the guitar. I never got an angel for music. All my angels are mute. So I can't wait to get to heaven so I can sing. You know, God wants us to recognize that anything that we have, it's a gift. So if we go, I'm pretty good at this, you're not good at anything. You have an angel, and you haven't even recognized the angel. And how much better you would be if you recognized the angel. See, God is in love with us, and He gives everyone gifts. We should never be jealous of anyone, because the gifts that God has given us are very unique. They represent who we are. And as we get to know our angels, as we get to grow in this grace of the angels, they're the ones that are going to escort us to heaven. And so getting close to your angels, always the St. Michael prayer is very, very important, especially for today. But all the angels, get close to them, because as Jesus says, He says He knows us by name. There's my fiat. How much He wants us to die to ourselves so that He can give us this new name. How much He wants us to surrender to Him so He can give us this new name. We already feel them palpitating in ardent love. See, entering into this life of love. How much we love them and yearn for the time to deliver them into the daylight of our divine will on earth. See, that's what's coming. He has it planned. The Father has it planned when this is going to happen. And He's given us the opportunity to get ready for this. So the more that we study, the more that we learn this life, the more that we enter into these words, the language of heaven, as we enter into this, the more God is going to get us ready for this kingdom. Then the children of my holy volition, they will have in their power my conception. They will have in their power my birth. They will have in their power my steps. They will have in their power my pains. They will have in their power my tears. See, it's God. God is reigning. And they will be able to be conceived and be born again as many times as they want. See, it's each time would be more beautiful. Each time would be more holy. See, what God wants is He wants us to stop thinking humanly and start thinking divinely. We have to think with the mind of Christ. And when He says this, all we say is, I don't know how this is going to happen, but fiat, I want it. Why? Because You want it. You, Lord, want this. It is in Your eternal mind that You have thought of this. I have no understanding of how this is or how it's going to happen, but I want it. See, that fiat, see, there's two responses to God. One was Zechariah, when the angel said, you're going to be the father of St. John the Baptist. And he goes, sure, I'm going to be the father. He mocked the angel. And the angel said, because of that, you're going to be mute. So the angel's response to Zechariah was, oh, you want to mock God? All right, here, you got to take care of this then. This is your punishment. Our Lady's response when the angel said, you will be the mother of the Son. She says, how can this be? I want to please God, but I don't know man. And the angel said, because of that response, I want to please God. He says, you will be the mother of the Son. He will be the Son of God. So, again, there's two ways to answer God, you know, with a yes or with a no. And our response has to be always yes. That's why when you're reading, if you come upon a point that is you don't understand, just say fiat. Lord, you have to help my little pea brain and I will understand it. Three pages down, God explains it. See, he looks for that docility. He looks for that surrender. He looks for that submission. Three words that are hated today. We have to be docile. We have to be submissive. We have to be surrendered to Him so that He can reign. That's why we don't want to live in our ego and our will anymore. We want God's holy divine will to reign in us. He says very clearly, they will feel my steps and pains in theirs. And since in my holy divine will, my birth and my life are repeated at every instant, they can take them for themselves, give them to others, or do whatever they want with the life of Jesus. So this is what it means to become a living host. You participate in God. God participates in you. And you can give to anyone, anything and everything of God. See, it's not you. It's God reigning in you. See, what He wants is He wants us to share in His divinity. He wants us to dive into this ocean of the divine will. He wants us to participate in Him. I know that they would never do what I do not want. That's why he said to Louisa once, Louisa, what do you want? And she says, I only want to live in your divine will. He says, I know that, but what do you want? And he goes, I only want to live in your divine will. And she goes, I understand that, but what do you want? She goes, I only want to live in. Jesus said, don't you understand, Louisa? What you want is what I want. Tell me what you want so I can hear what I want. It's the same thing for us. As we enter into the divine will, anything you want is what God wants. St. Augustine said that. It says, love God and do what you will. Well, if you love God, you do everything that God wants. You will never go outside of the loving God. So it's the same thing here. If you live in the divine will, what do you want? Okay? And what we want is what Jesus is teaching Louisa. And Louisa always says to God, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why? Because this is what God wants. And therefore, I want it more than anything. So what happens is, it's that total surrender, total submission, total docility that God is looking for. So that we, as it says here, can take for ourselves and we can give to others, or we can do whatever we want. Because we will not do anything against what God wants. I know that they would never do what I do not want. These children of ours, born again, formed and fed by our holy divine will be the true glory of our creation. They will crown our creative work, placing the seal of their love in every created thing for the one God who did all for them and loved them so much. See, it's... Just try to stop thinking humanly and really start to think divinely. And when you start thinking divinely, all you want to do is be alone with God. Because He's going to show you things that He's not going to show anybody else. That uniqueness that you are is what God loves. You know, like some people say to me, well, what's the formula for the divine will? Well, there's no formula. Well, what am I supposed to do? Well, what do you want to do? How much should I read? How much do you want to read? See, each soul has this opportunity. And we have as much time or as little time as we want to give to God. We want as much time to give to God and then spend the rest of the time on ourselves. Or we can reverse that. Give everything to God and spend little time with ourselves. And then what happens is, as Jesus says, He's looking for souls that will prove to Him that they want this gift more than anything. And then He says, then, when I find the souls that have proven to me they want this more than anything, then I will give it to them. So far at this point, as Father Bucci says, he knows two souls that were living in the divine will. You know, his aunt. And who was the other one? His aunt and who? Really, I can't remember. Oh, it was Louisa lived in it. And did his aunt and somebody else? Aunt Rosario? Well, again, he only knew two. So it's we have a long way to go. and a lot of time to spend alone with God. If you can spend alone with God in front of the Blessed Sacrament, that's the best. To be in His presence and to have Him teach you when you're reading is really spectacular. When you read a little bit, stare at Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. Look at Jesus in the monstrance. Fall in love with Him. Read a little more and then fall in love with Him. And He will, like I said, I was going to read that other one over here, but it was He, bilocation is a thing of the divine will. You'll be surprised. The more you surrender to God, the more docile you are, the more submissive you are, where He'll take you. Like Louisa, you remember St. Aunt Rosaria would find Louisa's socks all dirty and filled with holes. Because Jesus would take Louisa all throughout the universe. He would be walking with Jesus. She would be walking with Jesus. Now, it's the same thing. God has many, many things He wants to show us. Many, many things He wants to teach us. So He's asking, He's pleading with us to read this book of heaven, so that He can really begin to show us the divine realities. St. Thomas Aquinas said, this table is not as real as eternity. This will turn to dust someday. Eternity is forever. And that's where we live. So God wants to bring us there. He wants to bring us to the Garden of Eden. He wants us to meet the great saints that are in heaven. He wants us to be with Him at Calvary, at Golgotha. He wants us to be with Him at Capernaum. Our whole memory is going to be of Jesus. Our whole life is going to be of Jesus. And so he wants us to begin that now. And as much as you want, He will give you. As much as you strive for perfection, He will give you. Because this gift of the divine will is really everything. So we'll end there. And the blessing of the relic of the true cross. Well, if we can kneel, we'll kneel. If we can't kneel, we'll sit or stand. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. All right. No applause. All for Jesus.